Вариант первый. Раздел первый. Аудирование. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
Learning Spanish let me be part of my best friend's family and have friends in college from South America, whom I may not have met had I not had such an interest in learning Spanish. I like myself with these other people more than I like my American self, if that makes any sense. I have known a lot of people who learned another language at the age of 19 and above, who now speak their second language almost without an accent, but speak their first language with an accent.
Speaker B.
Learning a foreign language always gives you a chance to compare the foreign language and your mother tongue. In order to learn another language, you need to learn the different titles and functions of sentence parts. Learning these things can make you a better student and a more articulate person. Also, many of the root words used in foreign vocabulary will help you later on as you struggle to comprehend or analyze new words in your native language. For instance, studying Latin in high school taught me an incredible amount of English because English has so many words that come from Latin. The same is with Greek.
Speaker C.
I know this might not make sense at first, but hear me out. I know it's not polite in some situations, but if you and some of your friends learn a foreign language, you'll be able to talk to each other without other people having a clue what you're saying. This works best if you choose a language few people study, such as Japanese. Avoid the big two, Spanish and French, because too many of us learned them in high school, and you never know who has a German, Finnish, Italian, or Greek grandmother.
Speaker D.
Traveling is one of the great joys of life and also one of the most expensive. Why not get the most out of your experience? As a person who doesn't know the native tongue, you are completely excluded from the culture. The locals ignore you, and all that's left for you is sightseeing and taking cheesy photos. Knowing even a few phrases of the language will make a huge difference. You will meet many more people and find it much easier to get around. People are much more welcoming if you make an effort to speak their language. This can turn a frustrating experience into the trip of a lifetime.
Speaker E.
A language is what makes us human. It is the medium we use to share our thoughts with the world. Could you imagine a thought without a language? A great language also has a wonderful musical quality. Learning a new language is like learning a new way to think, a new way to sing. I am often struck by new phrases that are profoundly meaningful and melodic. At those moments, I feel grateful to be alive. Don't sell yourself short by stubbornly ignoring every language but one.
Speaker F.
Believe it or not, the majority of the world does not speak English. We are so isolated that we hardly realize this. The truth is new thoughts and ideas are happening everywhere, and they are not being immediately translated. The world is getting smaller, and we are coming into contact with more non-English speakers all the time. Gain an advantage for yourself in business and personal relationships by being able to communicate with people in their language. This will set you apart and gain you immediate respect and credibility.
speaker A.
Learning Spanish let me be part of my best friend's family and have friends in college from South America, whom I may not have met had I not had such an interest in learning Spanish. I like myself with these other people more than I like my American self, if that makes any sense. I have known a lot of people who learned another language at the age of 19 and above, who now speak their second language almost without an accent, but speak their first language with an accent.
Speaker B.
Learning a foreign language always gives you a chance to compare the foreign language and your mother tongue. In order to learn another language, you need to learn the different titles and functions of sentence parts. Learning these things can make you a better student and a more articulate person. Also, many of the root words used in foreign vocabulary will help you later on as you struggle to comprehend or analyze new words in your native language. For instance, studying Latin in high school taught me an incredible amount of English because English has so many words that come from Latin. The same is with Greek.
Speaker C.
I know this might not make sense at first, but hear me out. I know it's not polite in some situations, but if you and some of your friends learn a foreign language, you'll be able to talk to each other without other people having a clue what you're saying. This works best if you choose a language few people study, such as Japanese. Avoid the big two, Spanish and French, because too many of us learned them in high school, and you never know who has a German, Finnish, Italian, or Greek grandmother.
Speaker D.
Traveling is one of the great joys of life, and also one of the most expensive. Why not get the most out of your experience? As a person who doesn't know the native tongue, you are completely excluded from the culture. The locals ignore you, and all that's left for you is sightseeing and taking cheesy photos. Knowing even a few phrases of the language will make a huge difference. You will meet many more people and find it much easier to get around. People are much more welcoming if you make an effort to speak their language. This can turn a frustrating experience into the trip of a lifetime.
Speaker E.
A language is what makes us human. It is the medium we use to share our thoughts with the world. Could you imagine a thought without a language? A great language also has a wonderful musical quality. Learning a new language is like learning a new way to think, a new way to sing. I am often struck by new phrases that are profoundly meaningful and melodic. At those moments, I feel grateful to be alive. Don't sell yourself short by stubbornly ignoring every language but one.
Speaker F.
Believe it or not, the majority of the world does not speak English. We are so isolated that we hardly realize this. The truth is new thoughts and ideas are happening everywhere, and they are not being immediately translated. The world is getting smaller, and we are coming into contact with more non-English speakers all the time. Gain an advantage for yourself in business and personal relationships by being able to communicate with people in their language. This will set you apart and gain you immediate respect and credibility.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we're ready to start.
Hello, Maggie. What are you buying?
I'm choosing a dress to begin with. What do you think about this one?
Oh, it's a gorgeous dress, Maggie. But the other one seems nicer.
It is lovely, isn't it? But you're right. The blue dress looks better. And I'm going to buy it.
Remember to take the receipt. Last year I couldn't return a jumper because I didn't have a receipt.
What was wrong with the jumper?
Nothing except the color, the shape, and the size. It was a present from Mom. Every Christmas she gives me a dreadful jumper, but I can't explain to her that I don't need it because I don't want to hurt her feelings.
That's why I always buy clothes myself.
Can we go and look at the computer games now?
Okay, Johnny. You're very patient. Let's just have a look at shoes, and then we can go to the electronics shop. I want to buy a camera for my brother. So, what are you doing at Christmas, John? You've got a few days off work, haven't you?
Indeed I have, Maggie, and I'm going to Poland for a few days. I'm looking forward to a nice, cozy Christmas. Fancy joining me?
I've already been invited, but thank you. Tim and I had quite a long chat the other day. It'd be nice to see him, but I've already made other plans. I'm spending Christmas with my mom and dad.
Yeah, you'll have a family Christmas. I expect we're getting hungry, so we'll have a quick bite to eat before going home.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, Maggie. What are you buying?
I'm choosing a dress to begin with. What do you think about this one?
Oh, it's a gorgeous dress, Maggie. But the other one seems nicer.
It is lovely, isn't it? But you're right. The blue dress looks better. And I'm going to buy it.
Remember to take the receipt. Last year I couldn't return a jumper because I didn't have a receipt.
What was wrong with the jumper?
Nothing except the color, the shape, and the size. It was a present from Mom. Every Christmas she gives me a dreadful jumper, but I can't explain to her that I don't need it because I don't want to hurt her feelings.
That's why I always buy clothes myself.
Can we go and look at the computer games now?
Okay, Johnny. You're very patient. Let's just have a look at shoes, and then we can go to the electronics shop. I want to buy a camera for my brother. So, what are you doing at Christmas, John? You've got a few days off work, haven't you?
Indeed I have, Maggie, and I'm going to Poland for a few days. I'm looking forward to a nice, cozy Christmas. Fancy joining me?
I've already been invited, but thank you. Tim and I had quite a long chat the other day. It'd be nice to see him, but I've already made other plans. I'm spending Christmas with my mom and dad.
Yeah, you'll have a family Christmas. I expect we're getting hungry. So we'll have a quick bite to eat before going home.
Okay, let's go.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now we're ready to start.
Good morning. Today we've got Susan B. Anderson, a popular knitwear designer and the author of some famous books. She's also a blogger with a well-organized legion of fans. Enjoy. Hello, Susan. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, too.
Did you always want to be a fashion designer?
Both of my grandmothers were fashion designers, but I didn't really know that until I started college. One had her own label, and the other worked as a women's wear designer for a fashion house in Dublin. For as long as I can remember, I was always interested in fashion and started to modify my clothes from a very young age. My mother taught me to knit when I was 6. Definitely I thought about other occupations, such as being an architect, but as soon as I knitted a first dress from a ball of wool, I knew knitting was my calling in life.
Where did you study?
When I was in high school, I took a tech theater class where my professor, after seeing me create patterns without formal background, introduced me to the idea that I could study and, in fact, work in fashion. None of my guidance counselors knew about schools or careers in fashion at the time, so I turned to the internet. I found summer programs and developed a portfolio that got me into the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Could you talk us through your fashion CV?
Last year, I worked on my own label and launched my first collection, Spring-Summer 2014, at New York Profile during New York Fashion Week, where I picked up the Best Women's Wear Designer Award. I also took my collection to Tokyo, where I had a fashion show and exhibition. Just recently, I had my debut show at London Fashion Week, showing my AW09 collection at Vauxhall Fashion Scout.
It is really gorgeous. What inspired your AW09 collection?
My trip to Tokyo 2 years ago, where I met Japanese designers and was introduced to the Japanese culture. I was amazed by the bold architecture and the contrast of delicate patterns often found on the facades. My aim was to create a collection which was both modern and bold, yet sophisticated.
How do you describe your style?
Simple, but funky. I like unexpected colors or interesting patterns with a little rock and roll or vintage decor nod.
Any new projects in the works?
Yep. I'm currently writing my 7th book, but first for Chronicle Books, which will focus on projects using intermediate knitting skills. I'm working on my new collection, but it's a secret.
What's your favorite part of blogging?
My favorite part of blogging is the interaction I have with the readers. I have had so many mothers and grandmothers send me photos of their new babies and children. I have had emails and comments from people with elderly or sick family members who have knitted a toy to brighten their days. I've heard from countless charities, all doing so much good in the world through knitting. I also get to hear from new and experienced knitters who are inspired to try something new because they saw it on the blog. It's the heartwarming stories, big and small, and the words of appreciation and encouragement that make blogging so worthwhile. I have fun with it, and I always look forward to posting a new entry.
Thanks, Susan, for taking the time to talk. Good morning. Today we've got Susan B. Anderson, a popular knitwear designer and the author of some famous books. She's also a blogger with a well-organized legion of fans. Enjoy. Hello, Susan. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you, too.
Did you always want to be a fashion designer?
Both of my grandmothers were fashion designers, but I didn't really know that until I started college. One had her own label, and the other worked as a women's wear designer for a fashion house in Dublin. For as long as I can remember, I was always interested in fashion and started to modify my clothes from a very young age. My mother taught me to knit when I was 6. Definitely I thought about other occupations, such as being an architect, but as soon as I knitted a first dress from a ball of wool, I knew knitting was my calling in life.
Where did you study?
When I was in high school, I took a tech theater class where my professor, after seeing me create patterns without formal background, introduced me to the idea that I could study and, in fact, work in fashion. None of my guidance counselors knew about schools or careers in fashion at the time, so I turned to the internet. I found summer programs and developed a portfolio that got me into the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Could you talk us through your fashion CV?
Last year, I worked on my own label and launched my first collection, Spring-Summer 2014, at New York Profile during New York Fashion Week, where I picked up the Best Women's Wear Designer Award. I also took my collection to Tokyo, where I had a fashion show and exhibition. Just recently, I had my debut show at London Fashion Week, showing my AW09 collection at Vauxhall Fashion Scout.
It is really gorgeous. What inspired your AW09 collection?
My trip to Tokyo 2 years ago, where I met Japanese designers and was introduced to the Japanese culture. I was amazed by the bold architecture and the contrast of delicate patterns often found on the facades. My aim was to create a collection which was both modern and bold, yet sophisticated.
How do you describe your style?
Simple, but funky. I like unexpected colors or interesting patterns with a little rock and roll or vintage decor nod.
Any new projects in the works?
Yep. I'm currently writing my 7th book, but first for Chronicle Books, which will focus on projects using intermediate knitting skills. I'm working on my new collection, but it's a secret.
What's your favorite part of blogging?
My favorite part of blogging is the interaction I have with the readers. I have had so many mothers and grandmothers send me photos of their new babies and children. I have had emails and comments from people with elderly or sick family members who have knitted a toy to brighten their days. I've heard from countless charities, all doing so much good in the world through knitting. I also get to hear from new and experienced knitters who are inspired to try something new because they saw it on the blog. It's the heartwarming stories, big and small, and the words of appreciation and encouragement that make blogging so worthwhile. I have fun with it, and I always look forward to posting a new entry.
Thanks, Susan, for taking the time to talk.
This is the end of the task. По окончании выполнения заданий 1.9 не забудьте перенести свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Запишите ответ справа от номера соответствующего задания, начиная с первой клеточки. При переносе ответов в заданиях 1 и 2 цифры записываются без пробелов, запятых и других дополнительных символов. Каждую цифру пишите в отдельной клеточке в соответствии с приведенными в бланке образцами.